Many sweet returns. One little 3-year-old diaper dumper looked rather shocked when watered down with a hose, gritted his teeth, and adjusted to the inconvenience when it became clear to his parents that they had a tough, resolute martyr on their hands. They continued the hosing but sought another solution. The mother realized that since this was her last child, she just hadn't wanted the little fellow to grow up. He enjoyed being the baby as much as she enjoyed it. These parents, conscious of their children's nutritional needs, served them very little sweets. On rare occasions when they did, it was a real treat. This little fellow was a Spartan when it came to bodily discomforts, but he sure did love the sweets. The wise mother cheerfully said to the boy, "Son, Mother has decided that you are just not old enough to be eating sweets. So until you get a little bigger and stop pottying in your clothes, you will not be allowed anything sweet." For a week, he seemed to be as monkish about the sweets as he was the hose. Then the day for French toast came around. Not eating syrup, they were allowed 1 teaspoon of powdered sugar per toast. After watching the older children receive their powdered sugar, the forlorn fellow said to Mama, "I sure do like powdered sugar on my French toast." "I know you do," she said, "but you're not old enough yet." After his deprived breakfast of plain French toast, he climbed down, walked around to his mother, and with all the soberness of one making a revolutionary lifetime decision, he announced, "Mother, I'm ready to stop wearing a diaper. Take it off." That was it. From that moment on, he took himself to the toilet. A week later, the little man, now in possession of a more disciplined character, climbed up to the table, sat down on his dry pants, and had his French toast crowned with a spoonful of powdered sugar. A note of warning. Bedwetting or diaper dumping is not a moral or character issue. It is a natural physical function. Don't let your pride do damage to your child. No matter how ashamed or embarrassed you might be, don't apply emotional pressure on your child. He is a product of your training and conditioning. If you have an older child who wets the bed in his sleep, understand that it is not a conscious act that can be corrected by methods mentioned above, nor is it an attitude problem that can be dealt with by discipline. The problem may be physical or emotional. Regardless, buy yourself a set of plastic sheets and teach the kid to change his own bed covers. Don't ever embarrass him or cause him to feel blame. If you suspect it could be emotional, examine your family and see if you can discover the cause. The child will grow and mature more happily in an atmosphere of deep love and respect.